Prabhupada said at some point in the 74 something said so many devotees, so many sahajas will come, because at that point the movement has become, you know, huge. And Śrīla Bhakti-cintāmani, you described how as pure devotional service spreads, and so also will mixed forms or perverted forms of pure devotional service also arise as a feature. So it's a kind of irony that as you spread pure knowledge, then things go wrong in the material world.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. You give Krishna consciousness, and there'll be so many people who use it for their own purposes, and they'll mix it with different things, just like the whole outside kirtan movement. That's what it's all about. Sahajriya doesn't necessarily mean people are crying on stage, but it means that you think that you can make a living from chanting Hare Krishna, or that you don't have to be a sadhaka and you don't have to believe in Krishna in order to chant Krishna mantras or even any other mantras. It's like taking a trip. Chanting is a way of making a living, a way of becoming famous, a way of getting followers, but you don't know about the truths of the name, and you don't believe actually in the nami nami no. You don't believe in the possessor of the name. That's a bunch of, I was just listening to Prabhupada just saying, Bhakti Stanta Saraswati said that when our men become sahajas, then they'll be the most dangerous, because they also have training and philosophy and so many other things, and still the tendency will be there that want to taste the fruit before it's ripe. Want the result before you have the qualification for the result. And I don't know how much it's going on. So not that how much tuned in, but certainly from point of principle, it's to be expected. You throw seeds out in the garden, then automatically weeds come up along with it. And if you don't take out the weeds, and those two things, weeds come from impersonalism and this sahaja thinking that I should be able to taste and enjoy result before actually deserving it, and without the real qualification. It may not be there in that type of overt expression of crying and so on, but still.
Leaders have to be vigilant to keep the high standard. in the society, in the temples, etc.
That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so much down on Radhakund Babaji's and that whole Babaji approach. Even if, and there are, Gorkishodas Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, there are acharyas, but still, for a mass movement of spreading Krishna consciousness around the world, it's not a type of practice that will work. It will just immediately invite so many imitations. So rather that what I was saying just downstairs to devotees, that this is a historical first in Vaishnava, never, at least you certainly don't read about it, haven't read about it in Shastra, haven't read about it in Acharya's work. There's no history where Vaishnavas, sadhakas, whatever, go out in such austere conditions and actually mass and distribute Shastra. Never been done before. It's like making history. And it's extraordinary. And to that, Prabhupada would say that this is the qualification. This is the qualification for getting Krishna's mercy. And it's quite extraordinary if you think of it that no one's done this before. Even our great acharyas, even you talk about Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur, they didn't do this. They didn't go out every single day selling books to materialistic people, or to speak of in a completely foreign culture. Well, when no one even knows about it. Anyway, they're eternally liberated souls, so they could have done anything. They were talking about practicing devotees doing this, so it's a real... And if devotees think like that, that this is making history is... otherwise, who out there is making history? They're just adding to the sewage going into the Danube. They're not making any history. It's polluting the world.
Quote Prabhupada said that better one day in the snows of Russia, Moscow, preaching than something in Vrindavan, Bhajan, something.
That's what Rupa Goswami's taking risks on Krishna's behalf. Extraordinary time. Extraordinary event. Of course, devotees are ready. This is not the first generation to do this. Devotees are already following in the footprints of others, but still, it's new. It's a new thing. And I'll just play what I was just. Very far out thing. The Prabhupada was saying this morning. Let's see if he's here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was in the dream. But people there, they were quite clear.
We've been discussing, and Pitu Maharaj is saying that some devotees
might dream for that. How can they say that? It's always in danger. That's what the post will discuss. We will be the man, we will be the one. And other than the color.
One boy encouraged the other one.
That is made to do with that possibility. The practical part that is true. So I think sometimes, how much happens is that? So out of how much
here, let's this is off.
Battery 40%. Connected to Saigarni's MacBook Air and Saigarni's iPad.
I'm used to it already.
Abide by the injunction of the Shastra and guided by Guru. That is our secure position. And other than the college.
One boy in Paris, he had a vision.
Maybe this is the position.
Yes.
Those who are neophytes, they are always in danger. Therefore, their duty is to be guided by Sadhu Shastra Guru.
Yes. Is the reason why some of these people
that I say from my practical life. It is not pride, actually everyone knows that my Guru Maharaj had thousands of disciples. So out of thousands of disciples, practically, I am little successful. Then everyone knows. Why? Because I firmly believe in the words of my goodness. This is it. There may be many other godmothers, maybe very learned and very advanced, whatever it may be, favored. Everyone claims that I am most favored. A practical point of view. So I think sometimes, why this wonderful thing has happened to me? Daisatya, only that I 100% believe on the words of my experience. That's all. Nothing. Guru Mako Padma Bhakka Sittete Koriya. Arna Koriya Munya. Don't think of any nonsense. Simply execute what your Guru has said. That is happening. Your daily singing. Guru Mukha Patna Bhakta. You know the meaning?
Yes.
You know?
Chitite Kariyama.
Arna
Kariyama.
Listen. Child decides that whatever my parents say, that's how I shall do, I shall do that. Then he said,
my only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth.
Then he said, and as soon as he manufactures it, so don't do it. Yashodevi Paravati, the Radhe, the Sikh. This is the secret of spiritual success.
So this being
Ravana, there are so many dangerous. All these devas, Bhavajis, they are I'm not going out of it. And he has got connection with so many women. what it is. Have you experienced all this? He attached to a woman and did all sinful activities in Vrindavan, and he would eat and go out of it. This is it. Manufacturing biri, smoking biri in the dress of Rupa Goswami. Lying top, big pillow, country. And what is doing? Biri men. Have you seen?
I have seen some of them doing this.
Not all of them.
No.
But they are also claiming they are on the stage of Rupa Goswami.
Yes.
Okay. And we are preaching, we are at the lower stage. That is their opinion. We are preaching all over the world. We are in the lower stage.
Is what this
and because
saying.
He has imitated the dress of Rupa Goswami, the Malak Tilo, and his manufacturing biri, he is higher. This is what.
Right.
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has condemned this rascal, the Koli Chala, the disciple of Koli. Yodra Koli Chala. Here is a disciple of Koli, who Nakit Tilak Mahalaya Mahalaya. And Sahaj Bhajan Kocha Mahamu, Sangha Loyes Porel Mahalaya. He has Tilak and Mahalaya. And Sahajya, with other words, he is making Parvati Ras Bhajan. Koli Chala. So we have to guided by our predecessor and Acharya. Then we shall be saved, otherwise.